We mentioned that the B'nai Seschar is the one that has the idea that on Tu B'Shvat you should be davening for a beautiful Esrog. Seemingly any of the four species as well, but since Esrog is the one that's a Mehudar based on the verse, so therefore, since it's a fruit that comes from a tree, and that's Tu B'Shvat, therefore that's something that we should be davening for throughout the tefillahs that we have of Tu B'Shvat. It's interesting for many of us to think about, like, okay, I'm going to daven for an Esrog. How long does that take me? Like, maybe a half a second. Hashem can have a great Esrog. But are we really excited by the fact that this is, like, the thing to daven for? Most of us, are we thinking about our tefillos, we're thinking about other things that exist within our daily life. We're not necessarily thinking about next year, Sukkos, which is what we're actually planning for now. So when you daven for an Esrog today, for something that's going to happen in however long the time is, 6 months or more from now, really teaches you a little bit about the tefillahs that we daven for, that which we're going to be preparing for to coming towards the future. And that gives us a little bit of insight in general into what our tefillahs are actually all about. But this is ultimately the essence of Tu B'Shvat, is that we pray for things that we don't actually even see. Meaning, we don't see anything happening to the trees. We just see, okay, maybe the rain stopped and they got the majority of rains came in during Tu B'Shvat. Or up until Tu B'Shvat, and you know, ultimately that is a time of celebration. That's the new year for trees. So that new year is a time that we don't see what the changes are actually taking place, but in fact the changes are actually there, and it has now absorbed enough of the waters to now give forth its fruit. So think about this for ourselves when it comes to our general tefillah. Our general tefillah is also oftentimes things we're praying for way far in advance, and it's something that we have to think about. I'm reminded of an idea from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish went to somebody's house. He got a new house or a new apartment, and he asked the Chazon Ish to come by and inspect it to see if it's okay. And he went in to look at it, and when the Chazon Ish was looking at it with his eyes, he saw things different than what you and I might potentially see. So when we go into an apartment, we see, you know, how nice is the kitchen? What's the view like? You know, how is everything else? And when the Chazon Ish went in, he went to see, you know, where the mezuzahs actually go. And he saw that in each one of these rooms was no question, no suffix, and he knew exactly where the mezuzah went, and he knew exactly where he can fulfill other mitzvos throughout the house. So when the Chazon Ish went into the house, what he was actually investigating was how well can you fulfill mitzvos in this house? And that's what we have to look at as well. So here the Chazon Ish is looking at this through his eyes. How great can a mitzvah be fulfilled? When we're thinking about davening for a lulav and esrog, or for an esrog on Tu B'Shvat, we're thinking, okay, you know, I'll fulfill the mitzvah, why not? I do it every year. But to daven for something like that means you're looking at it with different eyes. You're looking with the eyes of how well can I be able to fulfill the mitzvahs that I actually have in front of me. We'll mention an idea from Rav Tzadok HaKohen. The Rav Tzadok explains that one of the minhagim that we have of eating various fruits on Tu B'Shvat is because of a tikkun of the chait of Adam and Chava. What does it mean, tikkun of chait of Adam and Chava? So he explains that according to the Sefer Yetzirah, every month has a particular midah that we're supposed to be working on. So according to Sefer Yetzirah, the month of Shvat is the midah of achila, of fixing the way we actually eat things. And therefore he says, that's why when we're eating on Tu B'Shvat, or the fruits that we're eating, is to remind of this idea, because Adam and Chava sinned with a fruit tree, at least according to three out of the four opinions. They sinned with a fruit tree, and therefore our eating of these fruits from the tree is somewhat of an element of tikkun of achila that we have, and rebuilding that spiritual state of Adam and Chava prior to the sin of eating from that tree. So therefore for us, it's also important for us to remind ourselves of this idea that we should think about food, at least the idea of tikkun achila, that we're doing things that are going to be l'shem shamayim.